It's December the 22nd. Let's read the Bible. Friends, welcome back to this year-long journey from Genesis to Revelation in just 1 year. So today is Christmas Eve, Eve, Eve. We are 3 days away from Christmas. And if you are traveling, thank you for taking time to be with us. I hope everything is going well where you are. What a great time of the year this is. And if you take a look at what we've got here, I've got the Bible. I've got the 1984 NIV Bible, the pulpit Bible that we used at Calvary Memorial Church in Oak Park for the Bible reading marathon in 1999. You know, we took the book of Psalms and this is long. It's 150 chapters. And the thought, it'd just be better to break it up. So, you know, we've been doing this 10 groups of 15 Psalms apiece. And so today, we're going to spend 3 days in these last 15 Psalms that close the Psalter. We're going to end the final few on the 23rd with a great outburst of praise. And I got to say this, a few weeks ago, the last time we did the book of Psalms, I got the biggest response to what I said about Psalm 127 and 128. And I talked about how important it is that we should pray for our children and for our grandchildren, and how before our first grandson, Knox, was born, Josh said, "Dad, you got to stay alive," because on both sides, Marlene's dad and my dad had passed away long before any of our kids were born. So it became very special when Josh said that. So now God has given us 11 grandkids, and blessed is the man who lives to see his children's children playing at his feet. And I've seen that. Somebody said, "Thank you for your words on family, the blessing of living long enough to see our children's children." And someone else said, "I am almost crying listening to this. Your family's blessed, and we are blessed that the Lord has allowed you to be here for such a time as this." You know, now I'm thinking about this a lot as we come to the end of this year of Bible reading. This started in my heart as a legacy project for my children, for my grandchildren. I'm quite a few years away from great-grandchildren. Don't know if I'm going to live that long to see great-grandchildren, and I certainly doubt that I'll live to see great-great-grandchildren, but this project is for them. It started as a legacy gift so that in the years to come, when I'm gone and Marlene's gone and we're in heaven, that they will know that Marlene and I, mom and dad, grandfather and grandmother, great-grandfather and great-grandmother, and so on, they'll look back and they will know that we believe in this book. We believe the Bible, wanted to pass down that heritage to the next generation. And so today, we're going to read Psalm 136 and 137, 138, 139. Just a quick word about Psalm 136. This is called the Great Hallel, which means the Great Hallelujah. And you'll see that 26 times there's a phrase repeated here. This is an antiphonal psalm where the leader would read the first part and the whole congregation would reply. Well, in the King James, "His mercy endures forever." In the NIV, it says, "His love endures forever." This is history that becomes theology that leads to worship. That in the synagogue, this is read during the Passover and also during the New Year's celebration. God is presented here as Creator, Redeemer, Savior, Guide, and Provider. Lord, as we come to begin this last few days in the book of Psalms, speak to us. May the praise and the joy of this psalm, these psalms, may the truth of the book of Psalms fill our hearts with praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 136, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him alone who does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever. And brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, his love endures forever. To him who led his people through the desert, his love endures forever. Who struck down great kings, his love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, his love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, his love endures forever. An inheritance to his servant Israel, his love endures forever. To the one who remembered us in our low estate, his love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever. And who gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, his love endures forever. Psalm 137 is a psalm about Babylon, about the people of God in Babylon during those 70 years of captivity in Babylon, when they were there wondering if they'd ever get out. And their captors tormented them and laughed at them, mocked at them. Now they've come back. They're looking back on life in Babylon. And it includes this famous phrase, "If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill, and may my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth." And there's the words at the end about the dashing of the children against the rocks. A reminder, this is a prayer. This is a prayer that God will do right. That as the Babylonians have mistreated the people they conquered, so may God bring it back on their heads. Psalm 137, "By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy, remember, O Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear down its foundations, O daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction. Happy is he who repays you for what you have done to us, for he who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks." We need not be ashamed of what's in the Word of God. According to Isaiah 13, that was literally fulfilled. And he's not saying he's going to do it. The psalmist, whoever it is, the psalmist simply saying, "Lord, let that happen. Let eye for an eye and tooth for tooth. Let that be done." Psalm 138, a reminder, God keeps his word. This is the psalm of David. "I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I bow down towards your holy temple and will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. When I called, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted. May all the kings of the earth praise you, O Lord. When they hear the words of your mouth, may they sing of the ways of the Lord. For the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is on high, he looks upon the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands." That one phrase. Verse 8, "The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me." Kind of reminds me of Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who's begun a good work in you will continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. All that God intends to do, he will do for you and me. Psalm 139, a calm psalm for scared sheep. God knows everything. God is everywhere. God plans our steps. And at the end, God judges his enemies. For the director of music of David, a psalm, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God, away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there be any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This last psalm, I know a lot of times we take the first 17 verses or 18 verses, we cut the psalm off there. It's almost as if this last part, though you would slay the wicked, we away from me, you bloodthirsty men. Do I not hate those who hate you? The poor those who rise up against you. I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. The whole psalm has got to be taken together. God knows everything, the good and the bad, the happy and the sad, the positive and the negative. He knows me, but he knows my enemies too. He knows those who love me. He knows those who hate me. He knows those who love. He knows those who love him, and he knows those who hate him. God is everywhere. And I love this. It's an encouragement. Where can you go? Nowhere. Nowhere. He's got you hemmed in. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows what he's doing. He knows why he's doing it. And I love this. If I rise on the wings of the dawn and if I settle on the far side of the sea. You know, if you try to run away from God, you can get in a plane. You can buy a ticket. You can go to the other side of the earth. When you land in, say, Bangkok, Thailand, on the other side of the earth, you're going to say, okay, I got away from the Lord this time. I'm too far away. You know what's going to happen? He's going to meet you at baggage claim. He's already there before you get there. But that's good news. That's good news. And it's in light of this, in light of all, Lord, you know me. You knew Ray Pritchard way back in, it had to be the summer of 1952, when I was inside my mother's womb, Memphis, Tennessee, where my dad was just beginning his medical practice and was there at the Baptist Hospital where I was born. Before I came out of my mother's womb, God knit me together, put the little pieces, the feet and the hand and the made the heart start beating. Ray Pritchard, before I knew I was me, before I was self-conscious, I was made by the hand of God. It's true of you too, friends. Very true. And all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. It's in light of all that we ought to be confident today. I've been trying to tell you this year, Christians ought to be the calmest people on earth because we know the Lord and He's got the future in His hands. So don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. Go out, friends, and have a great day. Have an amazing day. We have 3 days before Christmas. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. So sing some carols. Drink some eggnog. Have some Christmas candy. Have you had any fudge yet? You should have some fudge today. That's just from Pastor Radio. I'd say have some Christmas cookies and some punch. And if anybody will give you fudge, take it. Otherwise, go out and buy some because it's good. This is a good season of the year. The Lord knows us. He's laid His hand upon us. Whatever's going to happen to you and me today, it's okay. We are going to be okay. Our Lord knows us. As the psalmist said, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever and ever and ever. And with that confidence and joy in our hearts, 3 days before Christmas, go out and have a great day. Come back tomorrow. We'll do this again. God bless.